to me as well what sugya we're exactly going to be covering, whether we're going to move on or not, but it's hard to let go. We've been holding in the sugya of Mea Brachas. We found the Gemara says in Menachas, Ma Hashem Shoyel Mimcha. What does Hashem ask from you? Chazal Darshan Ma Al Tikri Ma Elamea. 100 brachas. David HaMelech. 100 people were dying a day during the reign of David HaMelech. Exactly 100, it seems like. It was an eerie message from Hashem. Every day, 100 deaths. David HaMelech establishes the Mea Brachas, and he saves the day. It's mashma from here that David justified the existence of Klal Yisrael. It's not just that he found some skula. In general, we don't believe that skulas are just these things, you know, you have to get nervous from these ribbons and these hands and cabs and all these things. We believe in mida kenegan mida. When you do something right in the exact area that you had a problem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. David HaMelech saw that there was something lacking in the health of Klal Yisrael. That 100 times a day, which we explained 100, 10 times 10, is the greatest number. It's covering the whole gamut. The whole span of life. Being makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sensing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it justified each and every one of Klal Yisrael's existence. So Mamela, no one had to leave the world because everyone was really living. Living for a purpose. And there's amazing marsha. We know, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, on Daf Lamed Aleph, that every Seder of Shas is connected another word in the Pasuk of Emunas Idecha. What is Seder Zroim Keneged? Emuna. Emuna Seder Zroim. So Rashi and Tosfos talk about what you would say is the obvious. That Seder Zroim is all about planting. Right? Planting. Hopeful, Tosfos says. Hopeful that the crop is going to grow. You need Emuna for being a farmer. Rashi says the loss of Trumas and Maisris. You're always losing money, giving away to Kohanim, Levim, Aniim. So there's a sense of needing Emunah and Bitachon over there. Says the Marsha, unbelievable, you think it was prepared for this Shmuz. Says the Marsha, he brings Rashi and he brings Tosfos, and then he says, Oid Yesh Lefarish, why is Zroim called Emunas? The Al-Meseches Brachas. It's all because of Meseches Brachas. Shehi Rishayna B'Seder Zroim. The first Mesechta in Seder Zroim is Meseches Brachas. And what does he say is over there? It's too good to be true. He doesn't say that there are brachas that involve Emunah. He says, Al Shem Mea Brachas. There are 100 brachas. I challenge you guys to find Mea Brachas discussed in brachas. But he says, of all the brachas, you get to be Mekayim, the 100 brachas a day through Meseches Brachas. That's why Meseches Brachas is called Emunah. That's why the entire Seder Zroim is called Emuna, because you're living with Hashem. Someone who's saying these brachas, getting into the zone, like we said last week, that it's very nice to have all these shmuzin about being Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Chazal gave us a system that if we just ride the wave of what they wanted us to do and pay attention to what we're saying, we will be able to have a shaychus with these things. Pit stops in the day. A guy goes out for a drink, he makes a shahakal. A guy makes an asher yatzer, he stops. He stops from all the craziness and he thinks about the basics. He thinks about how his body works. In the morning he thinks about how he's clothes, how he's a man, how he's not a slave. All of these basics. Today this is one of the biggest problems we have, is people don't think about the basics anymore. It's almost corny to think about these things. What am I, a poet, thinking about if I don't have clothes on or I do have clothes on? It's like, it seems like a little bit like not me. It's like for one of these weird guys. And the truth is, the Chazal were misnagging to this mikol v'kol. The whole way of going today, why don't we think about the basics? The Chovas HaLevavos a long time ago answered this question. You think he's talking to our generation. He says, why don't people realize the basic gifts that Hashem gives them? He says, Roiv his askam be'inyan ha'olam, v'savoysim mashalo yagi'elav. They're always running to the next thing. I got this, but I want something new now. V'yis'almu mehibad el toivis ha'borei elam. They don't think about what they have, but they're moving to the next. Mipnei shalibam tali ba'otzim mashim mekavim. They're so stuck in what they want to get. And the entire world of marketing is built on this today, Rabosai. They have us caught hook, line, and sinker. They don't put out, you know, they have these iPhone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. They've probably got the iPhone 2000 ready to go. What do? And this is basic marketing, guys. You'll learn this, or hopefully you won't learn this. Basic marketing. You cannot release later products. Even if you have products that have 500 more features, if you let them go, you're done. There's laws of supply and demand. What you do is you release the iPhone 1. People enjoy it. They get bored of it. Now you make a big to-do about the number 2, the number 3, the number 4. It could be they had all of these ready the first year of Osai. But they know how to tease you to go from one. From one thing to another. You don't even need all these extra features. In any of these things, they don't offer new things. They just offer that it's what I don't have yet. Nobody knows how to enjoy their nechassim anymore. Everyone's always moving to the next thing without any type of hisbonus of what's great that they have. What's great that they have? Lamaisa, it's true by women too. By women, you know, it used to be they liked things that were real. Now I'm noticing, I don't know that much about women, but I'm noticing that they want to get things that have no purpose. They're not even good looking things, they're just different things. When I went to Lakewood to speak, and I went into a donut shop over there, and then I saw it's being mispashed over here, somebody came up with a brilliant idea. They take a snowboarder's hat, and they shecht a hamster, and they sew it on top. And there are all these women with strollers, with snowboard. When I was a kid, the pom-pom was like for the little, hey, Dad, let's go make a snowman. All these Yiddish mamas with their tzenerenas and their strollers are busy with these shechted hamsters sewed on their heads. And I can't look at them, not because of Shmir Steinayim, because I don't want to laugh out loud at all these ridiculous people. You're holding a baby? What's going to be when this kid's 5? He's going to 6, 7, 8. Somebody's going to ask them advice? Look, totally ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. And they pay hundreds of dollars for these things. Why? Because they're just moving. They're not even thinking about what they're doing. They look so silly. No? Am I the only one who thinks this? But this is the mitzvah today. Is just from one thing to the next. It's so much greater to have clothes than have a pom-pom on your head. But no, that's something that's too basic to think about. Says the Chovas Avavas, Chazal were masaking us to stop and think about the basics, and that's actually how you become happy. You ever wonder how people are happy? There are actually people who are happy out there. It's because they think about the basics. And it's not just that they're happy. According to the Marsha, they have a deep-rooted emuna. And you know when you need emuna? Sometimes you're in trouble in life. There's sometimes you have nisyanus, and you need emuna. Yosef HaTzadik was one of those people who needed emuna. And it says in the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Lamed Hey that Eshes Potifar was starting to get violent with Yosef. She said, she had it with him, all these things. He says, she said, Hareini Choyfshascha Bebeis HaAsurim, I'm going to put you in jail. You know what he says to her? Do it. Hashem Matir Asurim. I'm not afraid of you. Harini Kaifez Komacha. I'm going to slice you down. Going to be like one of these people on the floor. Hashem Zoykev Kifufim. Hashem straightens the people who are coughing. Hare Misame Eseinecha. I'm going to blind out your eyes. Hashem Pokeach Ivrim. And Yosef made it through this Nisayan. Isn't it interesting? These Lashonis, I mean, Yosef lived before David HaMelech. And before the Takana of Brachos. But Zoykev Kefufim. Right? Pekeach Ivrim. Matir Asurim. How big does a person have to be conscious of these things? Chazal say these things over and over. If we would have Kavana, in when we say in Shmoyne Esrei, Matir Asurim, Soymech Neuflim, Roife Choylim, if in Birchas HaShevach in the morning, Tfilas HaShachar, we think about Pekeach Ivrim, we would have many Musar Seders of basic Bitachon to bring us even courage that we would not know where it came from, just because we connected with the basics. We actually took these brachas and tried to ingrain them in ourselves, slowly but surely. The whole yusod of the Musar movement is based on repetition. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, one of his major points, was repetition. The Musar movement didn't start with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, it started with Chazal, I hope. I'm sure Rabbi Yisrael would hold so. It comes with day in and day out, connecting with what I have to do. How Chazal are telling me to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life. But it's so funny that we don't even know, you know, Mashal Ma'adover, you see, a guy, you want to be nice. There's a guy in the dining room, he's a new kid in the yeshiva. You want to sit next to him, fine. You feel like a hero, you're sitting next to this guy. You're talking to him, turns out you go to the same camp. Oh, we go to the same camp. You know that guy, David Schwartz? He tells you, he got engaged. You go, really, he got engaged? Mazel tov, that's great. And you're talking to him for 5 more minutes. And then he says, you know David Schwartz? He got engaged. You just told me that. Okay, but we're doing our chesed thing. We're helping the new bacher, fine. And he told him, you know David Schwartz? Again. Whoa, Hatzala, we have an issue over here. Do you know how many times, and I'm embarrassed, I say to somebody, did I just say a buri nefashos? Did you just say a buri? Are you out of your mind? You just had a long conversation with Hashem called buri nefashos, and you don't remember that you had it? Hatzala! We're totally disconnected. Of course these brachos don't do anything. We're not even saying them. The Medrash says, Adam ki yakriv michem. Bring a carbon michem. From yourself. The gematria, the Medrash says, of michem is 100. And it says, that's right, mea brachos. Bring a carbon from yourself. From yourself, though. Trying to get a little bit out of yourself. A little bit of emotion, a little bit of connection. Michem. That's all a person has to do. And they're doing these things anyway, hopefully. We have to be doing these things. And Chazal set it up that we could have success. Fine. But now we're going to try to get a little bit deeper into this sugya. And this is a very big yisayid that I'm about to give over. This is one of these things you have to know for life. You can always listen again if you want. But this is a game changer in understanding things which we only barely touched on last week. Which is, what does Hashem need our brachas for? Hashem needs me to give brachas to him. I'm a Rebbe. I was once with a Baal Bas by Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal. And this Baal Bas was very warm. And after, when we were leaving, he gave Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg a bracha. He says, the Rav should be this, and the Rav should be gezunt. Every chesem told him, you know what Rav Scheinberg said? He said, you give the dough, I give the brachas. Right? It's a valid point, I hear. He was just joking, but it's a valid point. What are we doing? We're Rebbes. Hashem needs our brachas. Hashem asked us for our brachas. Something's wrong over here. We don't understand exactly what's going on. Hashem needs our praises. All of these sugyas of Hakaras HaTov that we've been dealing with. Hashem really needs all these thank yous and all this recognition. So there's something incredible going on here. We're going to try one by one. And that is, the Gemara in Saita brings something that Modim D'Rabbanan, right? Hopefully we say it. Some of us, the Shemona Esrei is a little too long, don't get to say it enough. But in Modim D'Rabbanan, the Gemara in Saita and Daf Mem says, what do you say in Modim D'Rabbanan? Moedim anachnu lecha Hashem Elokeinu. Thank you, Hashem. Al she'anu modim lach, that we thank you. Whoa, that's interesting. We thank Hashem that we thank Him. You know, this is a game I play with my kids. They say thank you to me, and I say thank you for saying thank you. And then they go, thank you for saying thank you, for saying thank you. And the first person to say you're welcome is out. That's what we play in my house, okay? We're crazy, kooky people. We live on the wild side. That's what we do. What in the world is this? Thank you, Hashem, for letting me say thank you. Okay. What does that mean? So Rashi has a pshat over here. Rashi says, thank you for putting in my heart a connection with you that I would want to say thank you. Beautiful. Beautiful Rashi. However, there's a rush. The rush in brachas. Perek Gimel, Psak Chaf says, what does it mean, modem anachnu al shanu, modem lach, thank you for letting us say thank you? Mashe zechisonu mikol umois v'kirav tanu, you brought us to be close with you? I'm waiting for the punchline. I would say that he gave us the Torah. Thank you for letting us thank you. All the goyim don't get to thank you. We get to thank you. What's the big deal? I mean, it's great to thank Hashem, but that's the thing that you thank Hashem for? Thank you for letting me say thank you. What's pshat? What's pshat? More than that, what does it mean that Hashem, we say, Baruch atah Hashem, kel ha-hodos. Hashem, you're the God of thank yous. Wow, that's a real compliment for Hashem, the God of thank yous. Or, Melech Mehulal Batishbachos. You're not just a regular king. You're a king that enjoys praises. We're talking to Hashem over here. This is not a game, Rabosai. Do we understand this? Haboicher b'shirei zimra. You choose the songs of the people. What's the big deal? If we don't understand why this is worth thanking Hashem for, existing for this, then we don't understand what's going on. So let's try to start slowly over here. There are certain people who don't need any types of thank yous or recognitions. I've seen sometimes celebrities in different situations. You bump into celebrities here, celebrities there, and a couple times when this has happened, you notice, of course, there's certain people that go to these dream baseball camps, and then they pay the guys a lot of money to smile at you and all that, fine. But I'm just talking about meeting a celebrity on the street. A celebrity on the street, Al P. Rove, he doesn't need you. You try, I'm your favorite, this and that. Get out of here. It's like, jerk. Well, they didn't tell me he was like that. This guy, but what? He doesn't need you. He doesn't need you. So therefore, yeah, you're one of the fans. Very nice. Buddy, you're one of, I have a million of these people. I don't need you. The Mesillas Yesharim says, by Anava, that there's certain people who are such Balei Gaiva that they can afford to be Anavim. What does that mean? Yeah, there's such big Balei Gaiva that when everyone stands in a room, they go, sit down, because I don't need you. I don't even need you to stand for me. I'm so great, I don't even need you to thank me, to give me chizuk, nothing. You can even insult me, spit in my face. I'm so great. There are people like that. Right? Now, that's people who are clueless. They're wrong. They're not so great, right? They think they're great. They have a certain, they think they're Napoleon or they're Melech HaMashiach. There's something wrong with them. They should be committed. Right? But what about Hashem Yisbarach? Hashem Yisbarach is objectively great. One time I went, again, one of my famous trips to America on a Pesach program. The Olam has heard many interesting things that have come out there. And once I saw an old man that did not fit with his family. He was a family, looked like they were light years behind him in Avodas Hashem, and he looked like an Alter Yid. And I spoke to him, and I said, Rabbi Yid, where are you from? What's this? Turns out, he was a Yid who was from Vilna, and when Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik HaKodesh Levracha, came to America, he was the bachur who took him around. Wow, at a Pesach program, this was a big score for me. So I asked him for a maisa. What was his maisa? He came to pick up Rabbi Chanan for Shacharis. And Rabbi Chanan was deep in thought on the table with his head down. And he comes over to Rabbi Chanan, tell him it's time for Shacharis. And he looks at this bachar, and he says, the pasuk says, Hashem malach geus lavesh. Hashem wears gaiva. Says this bachar, is it possible that Hashem wears gaiva? Gaiva is a terrible midah. Geus lavesh, and we're saying it about Hashem as a praise. So Rav Chanan looks at him and says, no. By people who are not mirumam, we're all little teeny things. So by us, all gaiva is wrong, is disgusting. It's a false understanding of who we are. Hashem being Gaia is an understanding of Hashem creating the entire world. When you build a robot, right? You know, a toy robot. What, you're going to ask the robot things. Sorry, robot. You built it. Hashem built everything. He doesn't have a shaychus with anything that's maguna by geus. He's geus lavish. He's the most merumim possible. By him, he wears the romamus of being the melech malchei hamlachim. Such a rabbonu shalom. He needs our praises. Really? He really needs this? But the answer is Hashem loves us. That's the answer. And the son of the Vilna Gaon, Rav Avram, said this, listen to this sweet vart from Rav Avram, the son of the Gra, quoting his father, none other than the Vilna Gaon, who bezes Hashem, bekarav, I hope to daven by his kever. Says the Vilna Gaon, Toiv Yatzar Kivoid Lishmai. Toiv Yatzar Kivoid Lishmai. We say it in the brachas. Right? Toiv Yatzar Kivoid Lishmai. So what does it literally mean? Hashem created good and there's honor for his name. Says the Gaon, no. Toiv! Hashem did something great for us. Something that was hatava, that was a favor for us. What did he do? He made something. He was yoitzer something. He created something. What did he create? Kavod lishmai. He created a situation where I, little squirt, C.D. Stark, can bring honor to Hashem. Toiv! Hashem did something good for us. He created a chance that even though he's so high up there, says the Vilna Gaon, all the way up, higher than anything that we can possibly imagine, he still cares and gets honor from me. When I say a bracha, when I say a shevach to him, it means something to him. He chose this for himself. It's not something that he needs. It's something that he chose. He created a world that's so dark and so devoid of Yiddishkeit in order that I could be a hero. That over here, I could say an Asher Yatzer. The whole world thinks that my vast intestinal system with my lungs and my heart and all these parts are from some explosion. All these idiots think that. He wants me to come and say, the official statement of Chaim Dov Stark is that all of these things in my body were created by Hashem. And he gets honor from that. He gets covered from that. Why? Because he wants us to have an opportunity. And the whole thing is a paradox. It's a paradox that Hashem would want this, but he does. And the Nefesh HaChaim says something absolutely wild. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Gimel, Perek Yud Aleph, says the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Nun Vav says about Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusel in Shema that it should be said quietly. Quietly. Why should it be said quietly? The Gemara brings a fantastic mashal which Rav Chaim Volozhiner holds at first glance makes absolutely no sense. Says there's a woman, a Bas Melech, very sophisticated, noble queen, a Bas Melech, a princess, and she smells something in the kitchen. You know, whatever it might be, a hot dog, right? A rugelach, not something necessarily from the queen. Metzike hakatera, and she can't just get this thing because it doesn't look good. You know, in front of the whole malucha to be busy chowing down on those things, on these things that are not for nobility. So what do? They quietly give it to her when no one's looking. Bechashai, here you go. Goes into a room. Finishes up, goes. That's why we say Baruch Shem Kivoyd Malchusay Li'olam Void quietly. Ask Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he says, what's so terrible about Baruch Shem Kivoyd Malchusay that it's like, you know, just fressing in the kitchen, going to get the Ben and Jerry's when you're a queen? What in the world does this have to do with anything? Baruch Shem, he says, is a Shevach that's unbelievable. Right? We just had the Parsha. Shema Yisrael and Yaakov Avinu Baruch Shem Kivoyd Malchusay. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, you won't believe this is his Lashon, but I'm reading it to you. He says, no. This is in some ways like Ben and Jerry's in the freezer. Why? He says, Al pi pashut yesh lomer delefi emes eino shevach klal. This is not a praise, Baruch Shem. Kimo im yichashiv l'shevach melech basav adam lomer shu molech al ribe revavus nemalim v'yitushim. Let's say you have a king who's a king of mosquitoes. Right? He goes to camp near that zapper machine and goes, hear ye, I sentence you to death. Zap. Wow. Imagine you're the king of mosquitoes and then you go to that anthill. Right? Wow. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, being Hashem being a king of us is like being a king of mosquitoes. It's somewhat embarrassing. We're these little squirts. But he loves us, so he wants the Baruch Shem. But we're embarrassed to say it loud because me, I'm somebody that's important to Hashem. Absolutely. But I don't want to put it out there because I have in mind Hashem's covenant. But it's ad kedei kach. That's the idea over here. Moedim anachnu lach, she'anu moedim lach. Thank you, Hashem, for making me so important that you care about my opinion. I feel great when I give someone feedback after a shir, who is an Adam Gadol, and they say, wow, that means a lot to me. I walk out like, wow, I did something. I complimented someone, and they cared about my compliment. It made me feel great. Thank you, Hashem, for caring about the way I see the world. Thank you for giving me this role. Kael Hahoidos! You are the Kael of thank yous. The greatness, the greatest thing you've ever done is that despite you're so big, that you're Hashem, you care about hodos. You care about praise. Melech mehulo betishbachos. A melech who feels complimented by teeny little ants. By little mosquitoes. Thank you for being that way. Boyacher b'shirei Zimra. Choosing the Shira of Zimra. And it's much more than that. It's much more. The next thing we're going to say, I'm going to say in a couple minutes, but we could spend hours on it. The entire Nefesh HaChaim Shar Beis is based on this. But we have to know about this. The word Baruch. The word Baruch, the Rashba says, comes from the word Brecha, which is fountain. Every time you say a bracha, not only is Hashem proud of you, you know what you're doing? You're turning on a faucet and getting bracha. Hashem wants you to get bracha. How do you get bracha in your life? Whenever you say any bracha, it's turning on a faucet and you get bracha in your life. That's great. Wow, how does that happen? Why is that? So, I saw something. When I was younger, I used to love finding mysterious svarim that nobody had. This was a thing that I like to do. Also because then I could schmooze with Anashim Gedolim and tell them farts that I know that nobody ever saw. It worked for me. And I enjoyed it. Now I don't have time. For the past 5 or 6 years, I've just been sticking with standard texts. I haven't walked into Sfarim stores. I'm a busy guy now. But in the olden days, there were these treasures. And one of those treasures was the Kli Machzik Bracha. It's over there. I don't have to open it. I saw a sefer written by Rabbi Yisrael Najara, the author of Curry Bone. And I like Curry Bone, especially after the new tune of Curry Bone. I'm like, wow, he wrote a sefer. He wrote a sefer. Yeah, he wrote a sefer.
That's important.
He wrote a sefer, and he has a sefer. It's about brachas. It's about benching. And he asked an unbelievable question. He says that we know the Gemara in Bracha says that Yishmael Kohen Gadol went lifnai v'lifnim. And Hashem says to him, B'ni Barcheni, B'ni, give me a Bracha. Give me a Bracha. So he gives him a Bracha, Yiratzon sheyichbashu rachamecha, eskascha Hashem, we want that you should overcome your meter of anger towards Klal Yisrael and bring us rachamim. Fine. And then it says, Berchas hedyot al tehe kalabe necha. Don't take a commoner's bracha lightly. Because if Hashem cares about the bracha of Rabbi Yishmael, so then if anybody gives you a bracha who's a hedyot, who seems like a commoner, take it seriously. Say amen. Thank them for it. It's serious. So, what's the issue here of taking brachas of a hedyot seriously? This is like the big limud here. Berchas hedyot al tehe kalabe necha. Right? Every hedyot, Rabbi Shmuel was a big person. Right? What about me? I'm a tiny person. You should also take my brachas seriously. My kid brother's brachas, everybody. So he says the following. He brings a mashal. He says, once there was a king who loved his son so much. He loved him so much. And he wanted to do so much good for him. But you can't just spoil kids. You can't just spoil kids. So what did he do? He said that if the son ever acknowledges the kingdom, long live the king, so then I'll just give him something, because he did something. But I need to give him. I need to give him for myself. Says Rav Yisrael Najara, and you'll see why he wrote Curry Bone after a report like this. Says Rav Yisrael Najara Zatzal. He says, the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Ches says that Hashem not bringing Geshem to the world is like a woman in labor who can't get the kid out. That's what the Gemara says. He says, do you know what that is? You guys don't know what labor is. Let me tell you. Getting that kid out is very important. Okay? It's very, very important. From the 8th and 9th month on, it's all about getting that kid out and moving forward. That's how Hashem is with wanting to bring Geshem to the world. Bracha and Shefa. It's like, get it out, get it out. Hashem wants to give bracha. But there's a problem. We need to be Zeicha. So he wants any excuse in the book. Just do something, because I love you. I want to give you bracha. So then, says Rabbi Yisrael Najara, then if you see a hedyad who says a bracha, somebody that you thought he's like a weird guy, you know, he's not involved in whatever, he gives you a bracha, take it seriously. You know why? Because if Hashem really cared about who gives brachas, then you're in trouble. But Hashem needs to get brachas out. He loves Klal Yisrael so much, he's waiting for any opportunity. Then it doesn't matter who gives the brachas. Whoever turns on that faucet, boom, 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 boom. Everybody becomes a Rebbe. Because Hashem really wants to give the brachas. It's not based on the Mavarech. It's based on the love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. And a person who taps into the Mei Brachas is filled with all the brachas in the world. All of us go, we get brachas from people. It's a good idea to go and get brachas, but we can get brachas from Hashem. If we do the Mei Brachas B'Kavana, if we ride this wave, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a relationship with us. You're moided to me. You're mechabed my melucha. So then I'm going to have a starkey kasher with you. We should all see brachas and kol yishuv.